You know, I labeled this series Step ESS Symbiosis, but actually, the last segment, part three, really didn't have any of that. It was all straight step, as is the beginning part of this segment, where we're going to be making the intra-office calls, numbers beginning with 4-3. You know, prepay coin phones are kind of unusual because you pick up the phone and you're on the line, but you don't get a dial tone yet. That's because it's a ground start line. And in that condition, you can hear a lot of crosstalk from the local neighborhood cable.
Now I'm going to do the 4-3 selector, which contains the codes in this.
This particular location seems to have a lot more and louder crosstalk than most prepay coin phones. But anyway, let's dial a ringing number within the Smyrna step. Now the number of the payphone will be dialed and we'll get a city busy signal, but of course it's very clearly a busy from a step. Doesn't sound the same as in panel or number 1 or number 5 crossbar. One characteristic of a number one step is that the busy signal and the reorder never sound the same. Here's a vacant level on the 4-3 third selector at a time when the vacant level recording was busy. Had it not been busy, we would have gotten the same recording as we heard in the last segment, dialing 4-0. Here's a double ring in the step. no idea what that high-pitched squealing was. Here's a supervision test. Here's a step number on AIS.
You have reached 436-6699 is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again. 436-6699 is not in service. In area code 404.
Special operator, may I help you?
Yeah, what was the story on this number?
I beg your pardon, 436-6699.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is an unassigned number.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
In Smyrna, 432, 5, and 6 are STEP. 433 and 434 are ESS. Let's call into one of the ESS codes and let it time out. It goes off hook when it puts on the reorder. That was a common number one ESS thing to do, charge for things that are supposed to be free. Now a 434 ESS ringing number. After it rings a while, I'll reset the four-digit trunk and redial the last four digits of a number that's on AIS.
number you have reached, 434-2504, has been changed. The new number is in Marietta.
Before we go on, I have to say something about some of the background noises at this coin phone. One of them I noticed while I was making the tape. In my monitor earphone, I began to hear a noise that sounded like breathing. So I held my breath, and the noise kept on going. And you know, I never did determine what that noise was. Another noise that's at this phone that has nothing to do with the phone network is this. That's something in the electrical environment. Okay, now let's take a look at the 41s. This is where the test codes are. We already called 411, but the rest of the 41 selector is all phone company stuff, and this is the part of a step where you often find, well, it's kind of like a web page under construction because you follow links and they don't go anywhere. For example, here is 412 followed by 413. On both of these, you can hear the selector sliding over to perhaps the 10th or even the 11th terminal, and then apparently hitting a dead link, and then the whole connection falls down. Four was a little more exciting because it just held my line up on silence, and then 60 seconds later dumped me off. Now, one thing that's worth checking out is what happens if we call one of these broken link numbers, 412 or 413, from the touchtone phone. Since 412 is not a working test code, chances are the touchtone converter is going to treat it like an area code, even when it's dialed without a 1 first. That means that the call will start to go through to the broken link while the touchtone converter is still on the line between us and the switching train. We're going to be, as far as it's concerned, in the middle of dialing a number, and the switching train will fall down right underneath us. So how will the touchtone converter respond? Let's find out. Well, what do you know? Yes, the reorder came from the touchtone converter itself, and you can actually tell because from the selectors it sounds like this. On the touchtone converter it still sounds steppy, but not quite as steppy. The touchtone converter also held me up until its timeout 20 seconds later, so my attempts to hang up failed. Let's go back to the rotary dial phone. There were ringback circuits on 415 and 419. Each of those was designed for customers to use to ring the other party on their phone line. The circuit on 415 really doesn't belong in a number one step because it's the kind they use in the small steps that have coded ringing that goes beyond double ring. There's no way they could have hooked it up as intended, and I'm not sure it even worked for the single and double rings that the Smyrna step does have. The phone's hung up and it should be ringing, but it's not.
So 415 is a ringback where you dial 2 digits. And if you actually do hang up this coin phone after dialing 41511, it'll still be there when you pick up. But then when you hang up again, your dime will not be there. So on to 416. Okay, that's 417. You heard what it does. Now 418.
Was also a ringback circuit. This is the one that is supposed to be found in a number one step. It's used by party line subscribers to call the other party on their line. The instructions are to dial 4191 and hang up. The test line doesn't have a busy signal or a tone or anything. It's silent. And that works fine because from a direct control step, you don't have to wait for the call to go through. You can just dial the last digit, and by the time you've dialed it, you're in the ringback circuit and it's there to hold up the line and ring it back. But from a touchtone phone in a step, this presents a little bit of a problem because it takes time for the touchtones to be converted to dial pulse. If a subscriber touchtone dials 4191 and hangs up, the connection would be expected to simply drop because it hadn't had time to dial it out to reach the ringback circuit. Of course, touchtone costs extra, and people who have party line service may not be paying for touchtone. In any case, let's see what happens if from a touchtone phone we dial 4191 and hang up. My dime's not returning. Well, how about that? The touchtone converter actually held up my line long enough for the last digit to be dialed out, and at that point, the ringback circuit could hold the line and take over from there. What I haven't been able to determine from the tapes is whether the touchtone converters do that on any number that you dial and hang right up, or whether they made a special exception for 419. While we're at the touchtone phone, let's call the number readback 416. We heard it say my number before. This time, let's dial the 7-digit number we're calling from after 416, and it'll come back with high tone plus busy signal. Now 410 is a test ringback. This actually has some tones on it, and this is standard for the Bell system. On the second dial tone you get when you dial 410, you can test your touch tone dial. Dial coin phone, you can also test the rotary dial using a very old circuit which is paired here with the ringback circuitry. Basically, when you call 410, you get a second dial tone that can be used to test your touchtone dial, as you just heard. But if you dial 6, 7, 8, or 9, it'll ring your phone. 6 is single ring on ring, 9 is double ring on tip. I'm going to call into the test line, then dial 6 on that first dial tone and hang up. When I pick up again, I'll still be on the test line because it started to ring my phone, and I'm then going to dial a 2. There's always a very long pause after you dial the 2, with a subtle tick in the middle of it. I have no idea what the test line is doing during that time, but it always takes a long time. Finally, a third dial tone, in this case the old dial tone, very loud, will come on, onto which I'll dial a 0. 10 pulses at the right speed will cause the test line to come back with a continuous ring sound. This is one of my favorite old network sounds. Here you have all three phases of the single city ring, 2 seconds on, 4 seconds off, all put together into one continuous sound. Every 2 seconds, you can hear it switch from one phase to another. And phones all over the Smyrna office are ringing in sync with these ticks, except they ring for only 2 out of the 6 second cycle. In just a second, I'm going to flash twice, which is going to reset the rotary dial test line. On the second pulse, you'll hear a rotary switch resetting, and then again, a very long pause with a click in the middle of it, and then finally the dial tone will return. That time I speeded up the dial to make it too fast, and usually there's a reorder at this point, but this particular test line apparently didn't hook it up. Love that rotary switch sound. It's the one that happens right on the second flash. And what on earth is this circuit doing during that long period of time before the dial tone comes back on? Now let's go to the Touchtone phone and, in no particular order, make some phone calls. The Touchtone converters here are of a type that was invented in the 1960s. That was back when they actually used real electromechanical equipment. In fact, the system to link the Touchtone converters into the Linefinder First Selector circuits actually uses crossbar switches. And each Touchtone converter that you end up getting during the dialing portion of the call has its own particular signature. They all sound different. You can definitely hear clanging relays on some of these. This first call goes through the Smyrna ESS over a T-carrier trunk to a nearby ESS, which then dial pulses into some sort of a PBX. When the PBX busy signal times out, we can hear that T-carrier noise circa 1972-73. Here is a call to a step in the Buckhead Central office. It's a wire trunk from here, but of course we have to go through the Smyrna ESS because the number begins with a 2. Here's a call to the 2-6, crossbar 5, in that same Buckhead Central office. This goes over a wire trunk.
Hello,
From the staticky noise under that busy signal, you can really tell that this is a daytime phone call. That's typical Crossbar 5 activity noise. And by the way, the number I called there is a familiar one, 261-WRNG. That number could be counted on to be busy because that's to a daytime-only talk station. It was actually a very good station. It had both liberal and conservative talk hosts. The afternoon drive at this time was being done by Neil Bortz. The station also featured Atlanta legend Ludlow Porch. The next few calls all go through the same way. In each case, it goes through the Smyrna ESS and then over a T-carrier trunk to the destination office. Here's a call to the ESS in the Toco Hills building. This is a Centrex recording.
This is a recording. We're sorry, but the number you've reached is not in service. If you are calling Emory, please dial 329-6123. Or if you need further help, just dial your operator. This is a recording. We're sorry, but the number you've reached is not in service.
Here's a call to 521, a Crossbar 5 in the Ivy Street building downtown. Atlanta had surprisingly few offices with the typical Crossbar 5 type ring. Conyers 483 was one of them. Here's a call to the Crossbar 5 in the Ben Hill office, the 3-4s. This particular call goes to AIS, and the trunk from Ben Hill to AIS is a combination of T and N carrier. It's one of those unhappy combinations where the 2600 cycle tone ends up at one point going through the digital connection of the T carrier. This creates a terrible buzz, which you will hear quite prominently through this call. You'll hear it right before AIS starts talking, between the automated announcement and the operator, and also after the operator hangs up.
Number you have reached, 349-5113, has been changed. The new number is, in Douglasville, 942-3678. Please make a note of it. 349-5113 has been changed. The new number is, in Douglasville, 942-3678. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
Special operator 349-5113 has been changed. The new number is located in Douglasville. It's 942-3678.
You said 349-5113 has been changed. The new number is located in Douglasville, and it's 942-3678.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for this program, but there's one more of these, which begins with some touch tone on step basics.